Depression doesn't announce itself with fanfare. It creeps in quietly, like fog rolling over a landscape, until suddenly you can't see the path ahead. Winston Churchill knew this intimacy well, calling his depression the black dog, a shadowy companion that followed him through life's corridors. What makes depression so bewildering is its paradox. You feel utterly alone in your suffering, yet over 300 million people worldwide share this struggle. The real breakthrough isn't found in another prescription bottle or productivity hack, but in understanding something profound. Depression isn't a personal failing. It's an ancient brain response colliding with modern life, and the way out requires not willpower, but compassion. Your brain is three brains stacked together, like renovating a house by building new floors without removing the old foundation. The deepest layers house primitive emotional systems we share with reptiles and early mammals, while the newest additions give us language, planning, and self-awareness. This creates a problem. We experience Stone Age emotions in a digital world. Three core emotional systems govern our inner lives. The threat system scans for danger and triggers anxiety, anger, and shame. The drive system pushes us toward achievement through excitement and wanting. The contentment system allows us to rest in safety and peace when we're neither chasing goals nor fleeing threats. Depression emerges when this ecosystem collapses. The threat system becomes hypervigilant, seeing danger everywhere, while the drive system shuts down entirely. Nothing feels worth pursuing. When our ancestors faced inescapable situations, withdrawing conserved energy and avoided further harm. Your brain isn't broken. It's running an outdated survival program designed for different threats. Compassion activates your contentment system through distinct brain chemistry. Genuine kindness, from others or yourself, releases oxytocin and endorphins, the same neurochemicals involved in mother-infant bonding. This isn't philosophy, it's neuroscience. Many find self-compassion nearly impossible, especially when depressed. Some believe harsh self-criticism drives improvement. Others fear kindness means making excuses or find it painful because it highlights missing care. Consider this reframe. Compassion isn't self-indulgence any more than physical therapy is laziness. When you injure your leg, you don't berate it into healing. You provide support, rest, and gradual strengthening. Your emotional systems need the same approach. Through compassionate imagery, soothing rhythm breathing, and supportive self-talk, you're doing emotional physiotherapy, strengthening underactive neural pathways while calming overactive threat circuits. This isn't temporary relief. It's rebalancing the fundamental systems governing your emotional life. Before changing your relationship with depression, develop a crucial skill: observing experiences without being swept away. This is genuine mindfulness, paying attention to the present moment without judgment. The transformative insight: you are not your thoughts. You're the awareness experiencing them. Just as a glass holds water, juice, or poison while remaining glass, your consciousness holds joy or despair while remaining fundamentally intact. This distinction creates breathing room between you and depressive thoughts. Depression warps thinking through predictable patterns. Rumination cycles through negative thoughts without resolution, a mental treadmill exhausting without progress. Cognitive distortions create systematic biases, jumping to conclusions, all or nothing thinking, overgeneralizing from single events, discounting positives while magnifying negatives. These aren't signs of stupidity, but evolved mental shortcuts gone haywire. The solution isn't forcing positive thoughts, but developing balanced thinking with warmth. When depression whispers you're a failure, don't argue with harsh counter-criticism. Instead, respond as you would to a struggling friend. I'm having a really hard time, and that's understandable. What small step might help? Compassionate alternatives soothe your threat system rather than activating more alarm. Depression creates a vicious cycle. You feel terrible, so you withdraw from activities, which makes you feel worse, deepening the withdrawal. Breaking this pattern requires behavioral change that acknowledges how differently your brain functions when depressed. When your drive system has shut down, even small tasks feel mountainous. Making a phone call, taking a 10-minute walk, or spending 15 minutes on a neglected interest might seem trivial, but each small success helps retrain your brain away from depression's "nothing works" message. Set specific, achievable goals rather than expecting immediate transformation. The crucial insight? Action typically precedes motivation, not the other way around. Waiting to feel motivated before acting is like waiting for your car to warm up before turning the key. The engine needs to start first. Behavioral experiments provide powerful tools. When depression insists nothing will help, test this belief through small actions. Try a 5-minute walk and observe what actually happens. Each experiment challenges depression's absolute pronouncements while providing information to refine your approach. Physical self-care becomes equally essential. Depression disrupts sleep, appetite, and energy through measurable changes in brain chemistry and stress hormones. Regular movement, nutritious food, adequate hydration, and healthy sleep patterns aren't luxuries. They're foundational elements that help rebalance your biology. Depression's cruelest trick is turning you against yourself. Brain scans show self-criticism activates threat detection regions, creating constant internal stress that deepens depression. Self-criticism often begins as protection, criticize yourself before others do, or motivate improvement. Yet research shows harsh self-criticism actually reduces motivation, increases procrastination, and predicts depression and anxiety. Self-compassion, meanwhile, correlates with mental health, resilience, and stable self-worth. The alternative isn't self-indulgence, but self-compassion, treating yourself as you treat a good friend. Self-criticism focuses on character, I'm a failure, dwells on mistakes, and generates shame. Compassionate self-correction focuses on behaviors, that approach didn't work, looks toward improvement, and maintains your worth despite setbacks. Developing this compassionate voice takes practice. Write yourself a letter from a wise, kind friend's perspective. Place a hand on your heart when you notice self-criticism, offering physical comfort. Create mental imagery of a compassionate figure, real or imagined, who embodies wisdom and unconditional acceptance. If self-compassion feels difficult, start small. Notice self-criticism without judging yourself for it. Over time, you develop your compassionate self, an inner perspective of wisdom and kindness you can draw upon during stress, failure, or emotional pain. Recovery from depression isn't about eliminating difficult emotions or achieving perpetual happiness. It's about developing a fundamentally different relationship with your experiences through mindful awareness, balanced thinking, and compassionate action. The journey involves both being with and doing with compassion. Being with means mindfully acknowledging your suffering without judgment, creating space for difficult emotions rather than fighting them. Doing with means taking actions that address your needs with kindness, moving forward despite discomfort. Setbacks are normal, not failures. When depression returns, meet it with compassionate awareness. Each time you respond with kindness rather than criticism, you strengthen neural pathways for resilience. This approach extends to others. Recognizing our shared humanity reduces isolation, while acts of kindness activate your own soothing system, creating positive cycles countering depression's downward pull. Depression may be a dark night of the soul, but compassion lights candles in that darkness, not by denying it, but by bringing warmth and gentle illumination. Understanding depression as an evolved brain state removes shame's burden. Your suffering isn't your fault, you're not alone, and healing begins with one compassionate step, acknowledging your pain without self-attack.